To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by another new show partner called HelloFresh.com. We are delighted to have them with us. And just as we're America's number one travel radio show, this is America's number one meal kit delivery service. And they deliver easy, seasonal recipes and pre-measured ingredients right to your door. So all you have to do is cook and enjoy. HelloFresh is home cooking made simple. From step-to-step recipes to pre-measured ingredients, you'll have everything you need to get a wow-worthy dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes. Plus, you get to skip the grocery store lines. With a choice of more than 20 seasonal chef-curated recipes to pick from every week, you can break out of your dinner rut and make deliciousness a part of your routine. And HelloFresh is totally flexible. You can easily change your number of meals or delivery day and add yummy sides and cookie dough to any box. If you're traveling, not a problem. It's easy to make any changes you want. We say let's all make delicious home-cooked meals a reality at HelloFresh.com today. And when you do, you'll get $80 off plus free shipping if you use the promo code RM. That's all you got to do, promo code RM at HelloFresh.com. Plus, you'll find the link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, let me ask you this. What parent has not heard a kid in the backseat ask, "Are we there yet?" My next guest for our Right Stuff segment is Dan Albert. He has spent his career teaching history and culture of the history and culture of technology. And lately, he's turned his attention to cars. He's got a new book out, and it's titled, "Are We There Yet? The American Automobile, Past, Present, and Driverless." And I will tell you, it's a great book. It will challenge your perception of, among others, Henry Ford. It'll illuminate your understanding of this nation's interstate highway system. And Dan Albert traces the beginning of the environmental movement in the U.S. and the effect it had on the car industry. You remember that catchy phrase in Joni Mitchell's hit song called "Big Yellow Taxi." They paved paradise and put up a parking lot. This book covers that and all, and I'm just scratching the surface. Dan, welcome to the show. Can we start with a very brief look at history? There were steam-powered and electrically powered cars in Europe long before Henry Ford came along, and even way back in the 1950s, RCA and GM ran driverless cars on test tracks, you report. Is that correct?
That's correct, and they were also here in the U.S., steam and electric cars. And one of the things I like to point out is that these things existed long before they became popular or got picked up. And it's true of driverless cars as well. So the real question isn't who invented it, but why did we suddenly think it was such a great idea?
Well, why didn't electrical cars catch on way back when?
So I look at two reasons. There were certainly issues with range and other difficulties. But the real question, again, is what was it about the electric car that was different than the gasoline car? And what we realize is that even though it was a great transportation system, especially you lived in the city, it was a clean, quiet, efficient, easy to start, easy to run. It didn't provide the kind of excitement and journeys out into the countryside that people really wanted. And they'd gotten that from the bicycle. And the gasoline car provided that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you write that virtual travel has replaced much of what we traveled for in the beginning of the age of the automobile. We can shop using our smartphone, take classes without ever driving to college, maybe even work without driving to a conventional office. And you suggest the nature of cars and what they're used for is changing.
That's right. And another example of that I like to talk about is, you know, you already know where you're going before you leave the garage. The car knows where you're going. And even when you do things like Street View from Google, you see where you're going before you even leave the house. And I think that really does change our sense of adventure, the idea of getting lost, and of experiencing all the things that people have for over 100 years with the automobile. And that certainly has already begun to change with new technologies, mobility technologies, but also now with the coming of the driverless car will totally be transformed.
Well, you see, you know, this letting you know, your side view mirrors, letting you know if someone's in your blind spot, your GPS. Some cars now have assisted steering. Many will slow you down if you get too close to the car in front of you. You see all this heading to the development of a driverless car, but you are not as optimistic as, say, Elon Musk of Tesla fame, are you?
No, I'm not, and I will say that the public and also the industry has gotten, well, let's just say, come around to my way of thinking a little bit more. I think some of that are changing ideas about technologies like Facebook and even Google and the others, we're not so rosy and sanguine about those. And that's certainly true of the public's look at the driverless car. And then also most people in the industry, Elon Musk notwithstanding, believe these things are much harder to develop than we thought and are a fairly long way off.
We've had a couple of deaths through involving Tesla cars, of course, but compared to the number of deaths, you know, rent each year by cars powered by gas, it's minuscule, but proportionally it might not be. And one of the things seems to be this this word auto drive. You said that a German regulator made Tesla stop using the term auto drive, and that Tesla's removed the word from its Chinese website because some people are taking it too literally. They think the age of the driverless car is here right now.
That's right. Autopilot is what you're talking about, and we think of autopilot on airplanes. And even the National Traffic Safety Board, when they investigated some of these Tesla crashes, pointed that out. They said, you know, Joe and Jane Public look at that word autopilot and think, well, you know, I don't have to pay attention. The car is driving itself. And that's an important part of Tesla's brand. And it really has been kind of scary the way these things have been deployed without thinking this through very far.
This is a fascinating book. The author is Dan Albert. The book is called Are We There Yet? The American Automobile, Past, Present, and Driverless. I find it a fascinating book. I think you might too. Dan, thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure, Rudy. Always good to be with you.
We'll be right back.
RM World Travel phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.